Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Cardiff Dragons have announced a really strong team heading into that 2025 season. We should know we're sponsoring Leah. Two of her teammates are Georgia Rowe and Chelsea Beard, and they join us now. Chelsea, if we start with you, back at Dragons after a short time away giving birth, so was it important to you just to get back into Super League, really?
So I had the initial conversations, obviously, when I fell pregnant with Ella. I was already with Dragons, so they obviously supported me through the pregnancy. And then I was lucky enough last year to go in and be a training associate alongside the girls. So I was lucky enough to find my feet through doing that. And then obviously the conversation came about being a registered player this year. And it took a few weeks to, like, obviously I had to have bigger conversations back at home, how it'd look and how it'd work with everything that's going on. But it was definitely, at the end, it was an opportunity I couldn't let go.
And what was it like being in and around trials? Did you still feel as if, you know what, I've still got plenty of netball in me?
Yeah, I think coming back was the best thing I did. So after giving birth, I was back in then about the January time working with a physio. And I think from doing that, it actually like ignited the fire that I wasn't done. Because obviously I was thinking, was I done? Wasn't I? But then going back in, realising actually I've actually got more to give and to give it another shot. And especially obviously with the new league becoming exciting. So it was definitely an opportunity I didn't want to turn down.
How are you finding things so far?
Yeah, they're going well. Everything's fitting well so far. I don't want to jinx anything. But so far, so good.
Georgia, another season back at Dragons. Franchise obviously means so much to you as well, and it certainly brings out the best in your game.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's nice and close to home, which I think probably has always brought me back. Obviously, I've been to Team Northumbria and Seven Stars. But I just think there's nothing, just having a team on your doorstep, being surrounded by your friends and having family literally just down the road. And Cardiff Dragons, Celtic Dragons at the time, obviously, was where I started. I'm hoping it's where I end my Super League career now, whenever that may be. But yeah, it's definitely special to just have it on your doorstep and to know that this is where you started all those
Team
years
North,
ago.
Those were the days.
I know.
And now up the road from me.
It feels like a lifetime.
Did you see Keith's pictures as well the other day?
I did. I look so pale, so skinny and so young.
I suppose with the changes to the league as well for 2025, obviously reduced contracted players, less teams, how important was it that you were still a part of it?
Yeah, obviously very important. I think it was really uncertain times, actually, knowing that there was limited spaces. Towards the end of last season, actually, it was quite worrying, probably, just knowing that. I remember, I think we had 3 games left and we had the news that the league was thankfully going to go down the professional route and this season was going to be a lot different and it was only going to be 10 registered players. And I remember having conversations in the team of us saying, like, these 3 games now could I guess, map out the next season for us. So the end of last season actually was crucial for a lot of us. So to get offered a contract this year, I think for me personally was just the most special, and having conversations with Sarah was, I could not believe it when I was asked to be a registered 10th player, because so many people unfortunately didn't get the opportunity. So I think I was just really, really grateful, and it's really exciting now that the league's gone professional. There's still a bit of uncertainty and we don't know what to expect, and I think we're all going to have to find our feet the first couple of games. But just, yeah, it's really special and exciting.
And Chelsea, just to be part of that as well, from your point as well.
Yeah, for me, like, I was obviously in and amongst the girls here, and it was getting cut to 10. Prior to that, I obviously crossed my mind whether I wanted to come back, thinking it was going to be a squad of 15 at the time. when Euron, it was going to be 10, I totally took it out of my mindset thinking, well, that's my opportunity gone. No one's going to offer me a contract to be in a 10 when I haven't played last year. And the same as George, when I got reached out to and obviously got put on the table what it would look like, the league was going professional. To be given the chance actually coming back after giving birth again, actually given the opportunity to then say, and we still believe in you, was a big thing for me. And I think knowing that they did still believe in me actually pushed me over the line to actually sign the contract.
How are you finding Leah, Elle and Jackie? What they're like as people?
Oh, they're great. They fit into the team well. I haven't known them that long, so I've only known them since obviously September. But I think they're great and they're a great addition to the squad and the league.
The three of them off court, they are just like the nicest, most down to earth, funniest people. But they definitely bring that flair and freshness into it. Cardiff Dragons has always been predominantly Welsh players, as you know. So it's so nice to just have the injection of three Australian players, along with Casey, along with Beth, who's English. Yeah, they're amazing and they push us every single week.
We certainly saw some of that last season, didn't we?
Yeah.
Georgia, I've got to ask you, how the heck is your super short?
Oh, Andy, I mean, it's a stressful time. Everybody knows, it's no secret. But no, I love Charles. I love to just be in my own little area as close to the post I possibly can.
She's playing it down. She can shoot the...
We'll see. That's all I can say. Hopefully an early Monday morning shooting session is going to pay dividends when the season starts. If not, good I'll just call. Have to be the best rebounder in the league. That's all.
You're both feeling really good ahead of the season then? Sound it.
Yeah, I think looking at the squad at the minute, I think we're in a good place. Obviously, it's still really early days. I think... God, how long have we been in G? About 8 weeks, 9 weeks?
Yeah,
feels and longer, obviously, Christmas in between. So I think everyone's still finding their feet a little bit. But I definitely think we're making good progress.
Thank you so much for your time, Chelsea and Georgia. Have a really strong season.
Thank you, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.